The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Check it out, got to say hello to my neighbor. Check it out.
Our segment here, you're listening to Jay Garvin's right here on the Jay Garvin Show with Matt, my producer. And I've got the big fired up takeaways. And here's the big fired up takeaways, my friends. I've got so many pages here. How are Americans paid? Summing up my paycheck perception, I think we're starting to go in an age where everything is online and you start to lose a little bit of the community connection and the loyalty. And I never want to do that. I'm so proud of Colorado Springs. We are the largest small town you'll ever live in. Five times this last week, the connections between my community and people that I help with mortgages and helping my daughter with dance that I see at church or in the grocery store. That's an amazing thing in a town of 500,000 people. But when we do that, knowing that half of people in America that get a paycheck and the other get some commission or a 1099 self-employed, you just have to understand that if you're not paid until the end of the transaction, you have to know and understand and respect the person that's paid by the end of the week or the end of the month on W-2. And vice versa, when you call the services, if you work for a school, for a government, for a big corporation, for USAA or Navigators, and you get paid by the end of the week or the end of the month, no matter what, until you're hired, promoted, or fired, that when you call a myriad of individuals, all the way from your massage therapist to your mortgage lender, that they're paid by services and commissions and don't get a penny until after the transaction is done. So when you decide to go somewhere else, you're like Donald Trump.
You're fired.
Well, no, I just chose someone else. No, you actually interviewed and you were in the process of hiring three individuals, and it's an interview process if you do it right away. If you sit down and do applications and spend their time and have them do documents, you've basically hired three people and you just made a boo-boo. And now when you fire people, you fired them for services rendered. Now, in other industries like chiropractors and doctors and CPAs, if you cancel an appointment, they'll charge you. David, my chiropractor, just did it. I canceled an appointment last minute over the holidays and he charged me $45. If we tried to do that in lending, you'd have my hide. If a real estate agent decided to send you a bill for showing them four houses and then you blew them off and went with Trulia or Redfin, how dare you? Backstabber. And that's just the hard reality. And for you, for anybody here who's trying to get information, but by nature, you'll squeak around and go to a credit union or cut a deal with the last-minute internet lender, hey, do me a favor. Have a great life, but turn the channel. I work for a living. And I respect you, and we just want you guys who aren't inside the commission world to respect us. Now, 99%, maybe 95% of the people. Hey, it happens all the time, folks. But the one thing I want to tell you, constructively, how can you have a great relationship and how to respect and avoid taking advantage of someone? Here's some good ones. Limit your spending. How about that? In unsecured debt. So you're not so financially desperate in every financial decision you make. See, I loved the car buying services with Austin. I want to buy more cars with him and I want to negotiate less as I have more and more money because I want to be a reflection of the Bible and the Lord Jesus Christ. That might be the only Bible or testimony anybody ever sees is you. And how's your testimony in front of your Savior when you're pitting two or three commissioned people against one another? That's not respect. So many people, I got a friend, Uri, that he just negotiates and negotiates and negotiates, and it's just in his fiber. It doesn't make him a bad person. I just don't want people to revel when they pull people over the financial coals and then say it's the best thing for my family. Well, not your reputation and not your testimony in front of the Torah or the Bible. And number two, you have to be realistic. Don't go shopping. Here's the biggest one. Ha, ha. Don't go shopping with champagne expectations with a diet soda budget or mentality. I mean, it's okay if you're out shopping for a Kia, buy a Kia, but don't go expect to buy a Mercedes on a Kia budget or mentality. Just don't do it. You go into a BMW. One of my best friends owns a dealership, and another good friend of mine, Greg, runs BMW. They have a perfect client experience, but you better be willing to spend $60,000 in order to do it. And TurboTax is not a private CPA. But then again, a private CPA ain't TurboTax. Nordstrom is definitely not Walmart, but guess what? Walmart is definitely not Nordstrom. Now, I go in between Nordstrom Rack, where you can get a little bit of the deals, but you get a little bit of quality. So there is a lot of margin in between these. But a mortgage lender is not a credit union, and a credit union is not a mortgage lender. I mean, a credit union provides a great product, but it's a boat in the desert. It may be totally different than what you intend. And you know what? There is a worse thing than doing a mortgage at a great rate, is doing a mortgage at a great rate that you didn't need to do at all, and you wasted $7,000 of closing costs to do it, and now you're going to sell the house in 3 years and you didn't even recoup your investment. That doesn't matter. I got a great rate. Holly-ho, charge the hill. Same thing with real estate. People make poor financial decisions. They need to get this house right now, and then they don't even have a great real estate agent to coach them that they were on a bad icy hill and in a bad school district and so on and so forth. But if you see yourself in the wrong lane, be forthright. Hey, Jay, I apologize. My wife really wants to go online and find the cheapest interest rate, and she doesn't really care about counseling and investment property and stuff. And hey, Doug, I really appreciate that. No big deal. Go with the online. You can go ahead and come to me. I charge $200 an hour in 30-minute billable increments, and I'd love to sit down for 2.5 hours, have a $500 budget, and we'll lay out an investment property plan between now and retirement. You guys can have $4,000 a month of residual income. It's fair. Just be forthright. And then educate your friends and family, especially the adult kids, your parents, spouses, so they don't ambush your relationship with me or any other service provider like your massage therapist or your electrician. And at the last minute, when you've had them come out 4 times, say, no, I have a friend, you should use them. You just want to be forthright. And number 5, this falls on professionals as well. You've got to educate the friends and the family of your clients and be forthright about how you're paid. But also, don't be so broke that you have to beg, because God wants to bless you. And the best way to help the poor is not be one of them. And a lot of the service providers out there are not rich. They're really hoping that they get another massage therapy client next week. So have enough money and enough glory and enough grace and enough giving back into society to sow into those people like they've sowed into you. And at the end of every show, I love to say, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, purpose in life, pray to God that he deliver it to you, because that's what I found in you, the radio listener, someone that I would come to every single week of every single month of every single year to add value, because you add value to me. Very last time, sign up investment property class this coming Tuesday, March 17th, 6:30 p.m., Investment Property 201, finding a team and following a roadmap. Go to ChurchillColorado.com and sign up. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
There are people in this country who work hard every day, not for fame or fortune do they strive.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
For your time, you work a 40-hour week for a living. Just to send it on down the line.